Everything you need to know about hedge funds. A dramatic growth has been seen in the use of hedge funds in personal financial portfolios over the past few years. Of course, you see a lot of news stories about hedge funds on television. Chances are you have no idea about such investment structure or may have any doubt. If you do not want to appear unknowledgeable, then this article is for you. Here, Tomas Vargas, Harvard, has elucidated what is a hedge fund, how the hedge fund works, and given some other relevant information. So what is hedge fund? A hedge fund is not a particular type of investment. It is a pooled investment structure set up by the investment advisor. In fact, this mutual investment structure is organized either as a limited partnership or a limited liability company. These funds usually use long-short approaches, which invest in some balance of long positions as well as short positions. This means vending stocks with borrowed money, then purchasing them back later when their price has, ideally, dropped. Furthermore, many hedge funds invest in derivatives, which are agreements to buy or sell another security at a certain price. What does a hedge fund do? The hedge fund manager raises dough from external investors and then invests it on the basis of whatever approach he or she commit to using. There are hedge funds that focus on long-only equities, meaning they only purchase common stock and never vend short. Other funds involve in private equity, which is the purchasing of confidentially held businesses, often taking them over cultivating processes and later backing an early public offering. Plus, there are hedge funds that trade junk bonds, emphasis Tomas Vargas, Harvard. Some specialize in real estate. In fact, there are even hedge funds that put money to work in specialized asset classes like patents and music rights. In simple words, these funds specialize in just about anything. Who can invest in hedge funds? Technically, many people are eligible to invest in hedge funds. Basically, sophisticated investors and official investors will be competent to do so as a consequence of government rule that makes it extremely unlikely a hedge fund manager is going to confess you to the partnership or firm except you qualify. Even if the hedge fund executives tend to make an exemption, they can actually only confess 35 non-credited depositors. Funds. If you do not have an idea what hedge funds are, obvious you do not know what recognized and erudite investors are, says Tomas Vargas, Harvard. Let's find out. Official depositors meet any of the following criteria. Individual income up to $200,000 per annum by himself or herself. If married, joint income must be $300,000 per annum or more. This salary must have been earned for at least 2 successive years. And the investor must have reason to trust he or she will retain this level of income. An administrative partner, director, or other capable person nodded to the hedge fund itself. The individual net worth of $1 million or more, either separately or with a partner, without your primary dwelling. The entity in which all of the equity depositors are official investors on their own distinction. A worker benefit plan or trust fund with a net worth of $5 million or more, not specially shaped for the purposes of creating the investment. Sophisticated investors have the knowledge and experience essential to assess and comprehend the risks and merits of an asset. Why do you invest in hedge funds? Hedge funds can make now use in the complete portfolio context because of a number of reasons. Following are a few. Diversification. This type of fund adds a level of diversification to an investment portfolio. Their returns are often not correlated with those of other asset classes. Absolute return focus. These funds concentrate on making positive returns in all kinds of markets, achieving an absolute return. Downside protection. Hedge funds can, well,